One of the things that Tawny said that she's concerned about is that the Fair Board has asked the city council to consider an early renewal of the land lease for that area that expires in 2023, but that the city council won't even put it on the agenda.
Well, that's not true. It's been on the agenda in closed session. The Fair Directors Negotiating Committee has had meetings. They've been aware and have been made aware, even following the interview that Tawny, I guess, did on KSRO, of the stance of where the City Council is at this particular time. So it hasn't been on an agenda out in public session, but mm-hmm. it's been on the agenda in closed session on numerous occasions.
Is there any reason why those are closed session meetings?
It's a negotiation of real estate. It's the most valuable piece of property actually under the control of the city of Petaluma. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers and residents of the city of Petaluma that I think trumps any interest that the fair directors would have. And there have been options in the past that, quite frankly, the fair directors turned down to renew the lease. Back in 2006, they were presented with what I think was a golden opportunity to extend that lease on very favorable terms. It would have brought professional baseball to Sonoma County in the form of the California League, and it would have extended the lease. In 2008, the fair directors effectively tried to hijack the city council and extend the lease on terms of a dollar a year. I don't see that happening. It did happen in 1973, and that's why the fair has the lease that they currently enjoy. $1 a year for 55-plus acres for 50 years, that was irresponsible, in my opinion. And in 1973, that lease was entered into by a city council, and it only took 2 years for the city to wind up in front of the state attorney general asking for alterations to the lease, and the state told the city, effectively, you signed over control to the land and ownership rights to the land for 50 years. So I don't see this particular city council repeating that scenario.
So who has the final say in this? I mean, or how much does the Fair Board have to do with the extension of this lease?
The Fair Board is a tenant on very favorable terms at a dollar a year.
Mm-hmm.
The property is owned by the citizens of Petaluma. The property was purchased in 1910 with a $10,000 bond that the city paid off by 1932. The fair has been there for a number of years, but originally the fairgrounds was at what is now Petaluma High School on the west side of town. That's why it's Fair Street. It bucks up with 10th Street and turns into 10th Street. But when you go right to where the school itself is, it's Fair Street. So there's been a number of options through the years that have been presented to the fair directors, and they haven't found it suitable to their liking to move forward with any of the proposals.
So is everybody on the same page here in terms of the bottom line of all of this, is that we want to protect the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds and the open space adjacent to it for as long as we can? Is it just that there are two different ways?
I think if that can be worked out, Pat, that's true. What I have said, and I'm speaking only for myself here, and I have one vote in the city council, but I think this is where the city council has been. The city needs to achieve more revenue than a dollar a year.
Yeah.
The people of Petaluma need more access to that property than they have had historically. And the city needs more control, which has been none following that ill-conceived lease extension in 1973. So the city is looking for more revenue, more access, and more control. And so the debate goes on, what form and shape would a renewal of that contract be, and how would that take place on a go-forward basis?
Yeah.
But I think if you put it out to the voters of Petaluma and explained how valuable that property is and the dire straits that the city sits in fiscally, I don't think anyone would want to see a sign off on a buck a year for 50 years, as was proposed by the fair directors in a very public meeting in 2008.
I think that the concern here is, Mr. Mayor, of anybody being able to basically use that area for things like housing, density of housing, et cetera, to bring the city the kind of revenue that it needs.
I don't think that it's going to be consumed in that manner. In fact, The general plan for the city of Petaluma calls for 20 acres of that parcel to be for park purposes. That's in the general plan. So any reconfiguration, first of all, unless the general plan were amended, would call for a minimum of 20 acres to be set aside as park uses. Could there be other things that would make more sense for the city in reshuffling the deck? Probably. Let's take a look at where that land is. What city of 60,000 people, for instance, has auto racing in the middle of its city?
Yeah, not many.
Only Petaluma.
But boy, oh boy, you've got some diehard fans you're going to have to deal with, generations of them in some cases, if you talk
You do. And I dealt with that in 2006, you know, and I talked to the folks that raced the cars out there. So I'm in touch with that. But when you look at it and you say, okay, that's auto racing. Predominantly, those people are not Petaluma City residents. They come from a region, and they have a very large passion. But there's also a number of people that vehemently detest the noise and the environmental pollutions of those events.
Right, right. Well, it's growing pains, that's for sure, and every city goes through them, and I'm happy that we had you on this morning. I've wanted to do it ever since we had the folks from Save Kenilworth Park on the air with us, so thanks for being here, Mr. Mayor.
Pat, it's a pleasure. It's what makes every day interesting as mayor.
Amen, brother, and even for a short-timer like you who has said that he is retiring at the end of the year, there's still a lot of work to do, right?
Thank you a lot, yes.
All right, that is Mayor David Glass from Petaluma.